emotionally, in every way. But im timtzu es doydi ma tagidu loy. But if you see Hashem, if you speak to Hashem, ma tagidu loy, you know what you could, you know what you should tell him? That more than anything, what hurts me more than anything is chaylas ahava ani. Is that I'm sick for Hashem's love. That feeling of Hashem turning away from us, that feeling of there being such an unbelievable contradiction between what you and I all believe in as Jews and everything we're taught since we're children, that Hashem watches over us, he protects us, he loves us. The contradiction between that and our experience in life and our experience in Galus. So we're living a life of hikuni pitzoni. Galus has been an experience of being beaten and tormented. But what hurts more than anything, the Vilna Gaon explains, is matagidulo, tell Hashem, chaylas ahavani. I'm sick for his love. Meaning, not that I'm lovesick. That's the simple pshat. I'm sick for his love. What hurts me more than the beatings is this feeling that I have that he doesn't love me. That chas v'shalom, that Hashem doesn't care. And it's worse than that. It's more than that. Not just that he doesn't care. The third parak of Eicha has always been for me the most painful. The first two prakim describe the Churban in great detail. But then in the third parak, the Navi speaks on behalf of each and every Jew who has ever lived. Ibn Ezra, Reb Sadia Gaon, and many other Mefarshim learn that the Navi Yirmiyahu is not speaking only about his own personal suffering. He's speaking about the suffering of each and every Jew throughout time. And in the third paragraph, Yirmiyahu says, Ani hagever, ra ani b'shevet evrosai. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his anger. I am the man who has seen affliction, pain, by the rod of his anger. Shevet Evrosai, Rashi says, Shevet Evrosai, shall roide umaker, vuhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Rashi is telling us that it's not only that there's this feeling that Hashem doesn't love me, I'm Yisrael myself. But there's this terrible, terrible feeling. Not just that he doesn't love me, but that Chalila, he is the one who's beating me. Because the Hikuni and Pitzuni couldn't happen if Hashem wouldn't put the rod of his anger, Shevet Evrosai, Rashi says, Sharaydu Omake, Vuhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's putting the rod of his anger into the hands of the Nazi, of the Arab, of the Pole, whoever it's been. So it's not just that I feel that Hashem has turned away from me. I feel that he's the one who's beating me up. He's the one that's hurting me. And that's how the Navi continues on. Listen to just a little bit. We don't have time to go into all the psukim. You look in Paragim, you'll see. Hashem has driven me into endless darkness. He has consumed my flesh. Shibrat Moisai and smashed my bones. He's placed me in dark, terrible places like someone who has died and is gone forever. And Gamki Ezak Vashaveya saw some tfilosi. And even though I scream out to him, I cry out to him, he doesn't listen to my davening. Doiv Oyvuli, he's become like a bear that attacks. Ariba Mistarim, like a lion that's waiting in ambush to pounce upon me. Dorach Kashtov Yatsiveni came out to Alachetz. Hashem has set me up like a target for his arrow. That hurts more than anything. Until finally the Navi just seems to give up. And he says, "Va'omar, Avad nitzchi v'sochalti mehashem. Gone is my strength and my hope." Now, the Navi is speaking on behalf of every Jew who has suffered. And the Navi is saying, at this point, the Navi is saying, I'm finished. I'm done. I've had it. I'm retiring. It's one thing if it was just that Hashem wasn't protecting me, but Hashem himself is the bear and is the lion. Hashem himself is the one who is shooting his arrows at me. He's the one who is holding this rod in his hand to beat me. So the Navi says, Avad nitzchi v'sachalti mehashem. Gone is my strength and my hope. I'm finished. So at this point, we would think that Megillas Eicha would end, and we'd be left in a state of complete and total yayush, because it seems that the Navi Yirmiyah, who's each and every one of us, is, as his name implies, embittered, mar, beyond any repair. And then all of a sudden, Chevra, listen. All of a sudden, the strangest thing happens. Zois Oshiv Alibi. Like you could imagine Yirmiyahu sitting there and sobbing and weeping. And there's these horrible couple of minutes of silence. And then all of a sudden, the Navi says, Zois Oshiv Alibi, Al Kain Ochil. But this I bear in mind, and I still have hope. It doesn't say in the Navi what exactly changed. What is it that has now given Yirmiyahu hope? He just says, Zos Ashiv Elibi. This I take to heart, and Al Kain Ochil. And because of that, I have hope. We don't find any philosophical, theological answers to the question of Jewish suffering. We don't find any answers to the questions at all. Just Zos Oshiv Alibi. And then the Navi goes on and says, Chaz de Hashem kiloy samno, kiloy cholerachamo. Hashem's kindness is forever. His mercy, his love is everlasting. Chadoshim labekarim, rabba emunasecha. Hashem renews me, gives me strength every morning. Chelki Hashem armanavshi. My soul says that Hashem is my portion. Al kein ochilo, and I have hope in him. So the question is, what exactly happened in those few seconds where Yirmiyahu was brought back suddenly from the brink of absolute despair to a miraculous renewal of faith and of hope? We need to know what that is. What exactly happened? In the Navi, we don't see. In the Megillah, we don't see. So one has to learn the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk in Perek Gimel, the sugya of Zayis Ashiv Elibi, the third parak of Eicha and the Medrash Rabbah. First, the Medrash tells us a marshal of the pain of what the Navi was feeling, of what we feel in Golas. Chelis Sahava. Ania Gevron, the Medrash says a marshal. Marshal Lemelech, this is a marshal of a king. Shakar Samadraina, who is angry at the queen. Bidachafa, he pushed her, he shoved her out of the palace. Vayitziach was the Paltan, he threw her out of the palace. Golas. And then the Medrash goes on, and she went far away in Holchavit Simtsama, Paner, Achrahamad, and humiliation and an embarrassment, she was hiding someplace. Achar ha'amud, behind some building or pillar. The king was one day walking someplace. Probably he was looking for her. And he saw her. They made eye contact. The king and the queen who was kicked out Amla, and he says to her, Akshas Apayach. The king is explaining to the queen. She didn't say anything to him. He just says to her, the reason I threw you out is because you're stubborn. Akshas Apayach, you're stubborn. But now she talks. Listen to what she says. Amla, she says, Adoni HaMelech, Kach Yofali, Kach Norli, Kach Royli. Okay, maybe I made mistakes, but is this what I deserve? L'kibla ischa isha cheres el ani. There wasn't any other woman in the world that wanted you, only me. There wasn't anybody that was makabel you that would take you, only me. What's the meaning of that is, in the nimshal, is that Hashem offered his Torah to the nations of the world, to Yishmael, to Esav, Haifir Mehaparan. Chazal tell us, and you all know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with the Torah and he offered it to the nations of the world. And we were the only ones that accepted it. Unconditionally, we said, Nazav Nishma, we'll take you. Okay, Hashem, we'll take it. Amla, the king says to the queen, An Yusha Pasaldi Kolonoshim Bavarech. What do you mean? I parceled up all of the nations of the world and I chose you. You're my chosen people. Amrulai, the queen says, what do you mean? I know that you went and you were going around looking for other women, meaning for other nations. You went with the Torah to offer to other nations. You were looking for others. In other words, you were kivyochel flirting. It wasn't just me. So this is, the Medrash is telling us, we wouldn't be allowed to talk this way. It's unbelievable chutzpah. But the Medrash is telling us that Am Yisrael is saying to Hashem, Enochanami, we are not perfect. We have done things that are wrong. And we understand that we need to improve. But sof kol sof, kach yofeli, kach norli. Nobody else, Rabbi Shalom, no one else accepted your Torah. You offered it, and we were the only ones that said Nasa v'nishma. And not only were we the only ones that said Nasa v'nishma, but we've been suffering for thousands of years because of our commitment to your Torah. So now listen, Chavra, listen, the Medrash goes on. Zos ashiv elibi. Now this is special for all of you who learn Torah, which means each and every one of you. Zos ashiv elibi al kenochil. So remember the big question is, what zos ashiv elibi? What is it that turned Yirmiyahu and all of us, what turns us around? Because he was mamish giving up. Ovad nitzchi v'schalti me'Hashem, I have no hope. And then all of a sudden, Zos Oshiva Libi. The answer to this question is actually found in a pasuk in this week's parasha. But listen to what the Medrash says. The Medrash explains it again with a marshal. And here the Medrash gives the marshal and the nimshal. The Medrash says, Marshal Mahadavah Daima, to what can this be compared? L'melech Shanasa Matroini V'kosvalok Suba Meruba. This can be compared to a king who wanted to marry his queen, and he wrote a fantastic, exorbitant ksuba for his kala. I'm going to give you a palace with a pool and a tennis court. I'm going to give you unlimited credit cards, you know, in the mall, any mall that you want, Amazon. Without end, whatever it is you want. But then the problem is, the Medrash says, Hinicha HaMelech V'holoch Lai, the king disappeared. And he went to Medina Siyam far away, V'ichel Hashem, he was gone for a long time. In other words, he left right after the Chasna. The relationship wasn't even consummated. The king disappeared. The Chasna disappeared. Nichnasu Shchena Seha Etzla. So she's sitting by herself in this empty mansion, this palace, and her neighbors come to her. That means the nations of the world. And they were what we call in Yiddish chepering her, making fun of her, mocking her. And they were saying, your husband, the king, has left you and he's gone far away and he ain't coming back. He's never coming back. So the queen, the Kala, was sitting and crying. Again, she was at that point of no hope, of despair. But then listen, she went into the inner chamber of her home, meaning of her heart. She went deep, deep inside, into that lifnei v'lifnim of who we are. She went deep inside. And what happened? She found the ksuba that she put away. She found her ksuba. The kaires v'roya b'ksubasa, and she reviewed, she chazed over the ksuba. And she saw all the unbelievable, beautiful promises that the chasen, that the king made in the ksuba. And miyad ha'yisem es nachemes, and that gave her tremendous nechama. Liyomim b'hamelech, listen to this. Finally, the king returns. Liyomim b'hamelech, amala, and says to her, Biti, meaning my beloved, Anitoma, Echin Tampli Kalaisan Hashana. I'm astonished. I was gone for so long. I'm astonished that you waited for me all of these years. I can't fathom your faithfulness, your patience, your waiting. How did you do that? Amrla, she said, Adoni Hamelach. If not for the unbelievable, beautiful ksuba that you wrote for me, my neighbors would have already destroyed me long ago. So listen, the king himself, Kivyochel, says to a Jew, Eich himtamtali, how did you wait for me? All of the nisyonos, all of the years that we've been davening, we've been crying, waiting for Gula. Hashem says, Echem Tamtali. How did you do that? There aren't so many of us left, Chavri, after all of these thousands of years. How did we do that? Echem Tamtali. So the Medrash says, the Nimshal. Kach umas mainum es Yisrael v'aymim lahem. The nations of the world, our enemies, say to us, this is Christianity and Islam. Elokeichem hisdir panav mikem. Your God has left you. He's hidden himself from you. V'sileik shchina mikem. And he's removed his shchina from amongst you. V'oid eina chayzer aleichem. And he's not coming back to you. He's not returning to you. He's never coming back. V'ein boichem misanchin. And we cry in Golas for that terrible feeling of Chaylas Ahava, that he doesn't care for us, that he's left us for some other nations. And that's exactly what Christianity and Islam have claimed. So what do we do? Where do we come to that Zos Ashiv Elibi? Kevin Shenechnos Labat HaKnesiyas Labat Midrashas. When we go into our shuls, and into our Bata Midrashis, into the Bisa Medrash, the current B'tayr Metzian, Shekosu V'fanisi Alechem V'feisi Eschem V'nasati Mishkim V'saychichem, V'salachti V'saychichem, and we open up the Torah, and we read in the Torah says, V'salachti V'saychichem, I'm going to be coming back to you. I'm going to be together with you. There's no one else in the world that I love, only you. And over, in Tereshu B'chsav and Tereshu B'alpeh, we read in our shuls and out of Bat Midrashas, now yeshivas and Bat Midrashas. We read the Ksuba. The Ksuba means we learn Torah. V'hein misnachamin. And we're consoled. L'machu k'shiyavu k'etagula. And tomorrow when Mashiach comes, Oyim l'makadosh baruch hu Yisrael, Hashem is going to say, teaching every Jew, v'ni ani tamim mikem, I'm astonished, I'm amazed. Heyach im tamtem li kol ois na'ashanim, how did you wait for me all of these years? V'ni oyim l'fanav, and we're going to say to Hashem tomorrow when Mashiach comes, v'bayin shloylam, ilu leiter ros v'nishas hatalonu, kravdunu umayis, if not for the Torah, if not for the ksuba that you gave us, we'd have gotten lost already and destroyed among the nations. Kach nema zois oshiv alibi, vein zois el atayra. Zois oshiv libi, the secret is zois, nein zois el atayra, because it says in this week's parasha in Veschanan, zois atayra shnema, zois atayra shesom oisha, zois atayra ashesom oisha. Chain David Almar Dormal said, Lule Sir Oslo Shashuai, Ozavadati Baonyi. If not for your Torah, which is my delight, I would have thrown in the towel. I would have given up hope. Al Kain Ochil, but because of the Ksuba that you gave us, because of the Torah, I take out that Ksuba, I open up the Gemara, I open up the Chumash. I open up the Mesillas Yesharim, I open up the Kedushas Levi, I open up the Nefesh HaChayim, I open up the Tanya, and Zayis Oshiv Elibi Al Kein Ochil. And somehow, it's Menachem Eshiv Navshi, somehow it consoles me, and it gives me back my soul. We go into the Bat Knesiyos and the Bat Midrashas, and we learn, and when we learn Torah B'Oimik in depth, we believe that the king is coming back. We're able to have a connection to that ksuba that gives the bigger picture. I'm sure many of you know that Rav Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, Rav Yosha Be'er, the Rav, in a very short period of time lost his mother, his brother, and his Rebbetzin. Now after his, I believe it was after his Rebbetzin's shiva was finished, the Rav was alone. Nobody talks about what that's like. Unfortunately, I felt that this year. My father was nifter, and during the shiva, it's so busy, a million people coming and going, and it's so labedic, you know. But then at the end of Shiva, you know, everybody's Hamakim Menachem and everybody goes and the kids have to go back to their families and you're there and you're just sitting by yourself. And the Rav said he didn't know how he was going to continue. He felt so unbelievably, miserably alone and he did not know how he would be able to go on with his life. And the Rav said that he was sitting there and he felt lost. It's amazing that he shared this with us. And then he said that he looked to his side and he saw on the table, he saw the Rambam. He saw one of the chalokim of the Rambam, of Mishneh Torah. Now he didn't learn all week, he was sitting shiva. And he took the Rambam. And he said, "Aye, Rabbi, what am I going to do?" And he opened up the Rambam. And he learned the halacha. The Rav said he learned the halacha. And you know what happened? He said the Ravid was attacking the Rambam. The Ravid was attacking the Rambam. And ever since I was a little boy, my parents told me that whenever the Ravid is attacking the Rambam, you have to try to protect the Rambam. You have to do something. You can't just sit there and chas v'chalila, allow the Ravid to tear the Rambam apart. You got to do something about that. That's what my father did, my grandfather did, my great-grandfather. You got to do something about this. So the Rav said, I began to work on the Rambam to protect it. And in order to do that, I pulled out the Gemara Bava Kamma, and I pulled out Chul, and I pulled out Sanhedrin, I pulled out Shulis, I pulled out the Ran, I pulled out the Ritva, I pulled out the Rashba. And then the Rav all of a sudden screamed out, Lule Sarascha Shashua Yazavadati Ba'ani. The room was all of a sudden filled with Tanoim and Amoraim. The room was filled with my father, with my grandfather, with Reb Chaim, with the Beis Halevi, with the Gra, with the Nefesh Chaim. The room was filled with the Rosh, with the Ran, the Mukhei Yosef, the Rif. Right? The room was filled with Abayi and Rava, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Lulei Sarasla Shashuai, Azavardi Ba'oni. Listen, Chavre, there's a lot to talk about. I think this story tells everything. It's a halach in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Halach Yud. The Rambam paskins there, Also Lo Leisha Lishais Blik Suvasta Afilu Sha'achas. That a woman is not allowed to live in her marriage. She's not allowed to live without her ksuba. Afilu Sha'achas, she always has to have her ksuba. Afilu Sha'achas. Also Leisha Lishais Blik Suvasta Afilu Sha'achas. Gemara's in Bava Kama, Peg Tesmith. Rambam is Nil Chasishas, Perek Yud. Also, the isha lishayz b'leik suvasa afilu sha'achas. A Jew can't live without the ksuba. A Jew can't live without zayis ha'tayra afilu sha'achas. Lulei sarasu sha'ashuai. So we're going to sit kinas. It looks like Tisha B'Av is upon us, and it's going to be unbelievably painful to go through the stories of galus, of churban, of the burning of Sefer Torah, of the burning of Svarim, of the murder of tzaddikim. It's going to be very, very painful. And we're going to feel it like Yom Yanavi, like, forget it, I've had it. But Zoyis HaShev Elibi, it's the secret of a Jew who's able to get up from Tisha B'Av and go straight to Shabbos Nachamu. And this year comes out very soon, after Tisha B'Av. Go straight to Shabbos Nachamu. And to hear Hashem saying, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Dabra Levi Yerushalayim. And you know what the Nechama is? The Nechama of the Torah is, and this we just read in this past Shabbos, in the parasha. Hashem Elokeinu Dibra Eleinu B'chayrev. Hashem spoke to us in Chorev by Har Sinai. Tefesh Lema says, Hashem Elokeinu Dibra Eleinu. Hashem speaks to us when we learn Torah. Hashem speaks to us b'chorev. And even if you're in chorev, even if you're in a place of churban, of destruction, of devastation, listen carefully, like the Rav did. Listen. Open up the Rambam. Open up the Gemara. Hashem lo kenev diber elein. Hashem is speaking to us b'chorev. In the churban, Hashem speaks to us. We should be zeichim as Hashem. To hear the words Nachmu Nachmu to come from Hashem's mouth, from Hashem himself. Because like the Abudram says, they would not makabel any tanchuman. Only finally when the Haftarah says later on, in a few weeks later down the road, in the Nechemtas, Anochi, Anochi, Hum Nachemchem, I myself am going to be Menachem. I myself am going to give you Nacham. And then Hashem will reveal to us all of the deepest secrets of his Torah. Yishakenim and Yishikos Piyu. The Chasan and Kala are going to be reunited. The husband and the wife, the king and the queen, and we're going to be zayichet to be there, Mitzvah Hashem, by that big reunion in Yerushalayim, the Gulash of Amites, Mehem Yemino Amen V'Amei. It should be a yontiv, it should be a lechtig in yontiv for each and every one of us and for all of Am Yisrael. All my love, Baruch Hashem.